Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For filing purposes, I entitled this talk, Mind Makes, and this talk is about time, and it actually required a fair amount of research to be able to present a talk on time. So I'd like to discuss time from a scientific point of view and from a practice point of view. And I invite everyone to listen to this with an open mind. So regarding the practice point of view, I will use Dogen as a guide. And from a scientific point of view, I will use published articles that I found in several contemporary sources. And I'll provide the site or the publication in which these sources are found. So let me also mention the following disclaimer. That is, I took this talk as a way of exploring what time is and how it fits into our practice. I discovered, as I have over and over, that in order to dive into this subject, it was necessary to surrender, as I have already said, logic and understanding as it is conventionally used. The following is an excerpt from an article entitled, Time is an Illusion, found in the Scientific American. So the following is a quote from that journal. As you read this sentence, you probably think that this moment right now is what is happening. The present moment feels special. It is real. However much you may remember the past or anticipate the future, you live in the present, of course. The moment during which you read this sentence, the present is already no longer happening. The moment during which you read that sentence, the one that came previous to the one that I read, the present is no longer happening. This one now is. In other words, it feels as though time flows. And in the sense that the present is constantly updating itself, we have a deep intuition that the future is open until it becomes present, and that the past is fixed. As time flows, this structure of fixed past, immediate present, and open future gets carried forward in time. This structure is built into our language, our thought, and behavior. How we will live our life hangs on it. Yet as natural as this way of thinking is, you will not find it reflected in science. The equations of physics do not tell us that events are occurring right now. Actually, they are like a map without the "you are here" symbol. The present moment does not exist in these equations, and therefore neither does the flow of time exist. So this is hyperemphasized. Form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. The way I understand this is that discussion is being presented from the point of view of emptiness. No present, no past, no future, no self. Free of the conventional boxes where we store our logical assumptions. The article goes on to say that Einstein's theory of relativity suggests that not only that there is no single special moment, but that all moments are equally real. So fundamentally, the future is no more open than the past. Form expresses itself in a myriad of ways which are not separate and only have value that we assign to them. The present is only the present because we name it so. The past and future are only past and future because we name them so. Without the names, there are no individual differences between past, present, and future. Each are equally real or not real, depending upon how you choose to experience them. In other words, the map appears when human consciousness creates it. And then my words, in Zen we would say that mind makes. So time is seen as a human convention, and we use the present moment as a place to plant our feet. So let's take it a step further. The following is a quote from a website called Woken Mind, W-O-K-E-N, Mind. And in this excerpt, quantum theory proves that time does not exist. It shows that our concept of time, thought of as a linear passage of events, is totally wide of the mark. Everything exists in the ever-present moment. The seeming connection that science is trying to identify is actually consciousness itself. You hanging in there with me so far? This is pretty heavy stuff. Quantum theory proves that time does not exist. It shows that our concept of time, thought of as a linear passage of events, is totally wide of the mark. Everything exists. Everything exists in the ever-present moment. The seeming connection that science is trying to identify is actually consciousness itself. In science, a bit of information is said to have two possible answers. This view of things, that is, everything is either A or B, but it's inaccurate. Actual reality has an infinite number of answers or possibilities. It has any number of outcomes. The future exists when we create it, which is mind makes. We are the factor, the parameter that decides the outcome, whether our conscious mind realizes it or not. We cannot isolate ourselves from the universe. We form part of the equation, always. Therefore, quantum particle behavior cannot be explained in terms of science alone. That is to say, it cannot be explained in terms of the mind, because the mind, by its very nature, before insight, by the way, functions on the basis that reality consists of things that can be broken down into individual bits of information and explained in linear, mechanical fashion. You must go beyond the mind to access the answers. For example, what was your face before your mother was born? That takes us beyond the mechanical fashion of identifying reality. So that's science in a nutshell. And it's the best that I could do to put together how science views reality. From the Zen perspective, time exists and also doesn't exist. When we experience the world from a relative perspective, the perspective of form, there is an endless variety of expressions of being. And one of those expressions is time. This is time that flows from past to present to future. It is a time from which we are separate. However, time and being disappear. They do not go away. They are just out of awareness. This is what Dogen refers to as being time, or time being. When consciousness appears, that is, being appears, and time appears, right? These labels appear when we're looking at it in a linear way from the point of view of relativity. So time appears and being appears. And when we are empty of these ideas, time disappears into nothingness and is no longer separate from everything, including being. The conclusion we can draw from this is that time exists or doesn't exit depending upon our view of reality. So it is mind that creates time. So what does Dogen have to say about this? To answer this question, I'm going to rely on Taigen Dan Leighton. So first let me read Dogen's poem From Being Time. This is Being Time from Dogen. For the time being, stand on top of the highest peak. For the time being, proceed along the bottom of the deepest ocean. For the time being, three heads and eight arms. For the time being, an 8 or 16 foot body of the Buddha. For the time being, a staff or whisk. For the time being, a pillar or lantern. For the time being, the children of Zhang and Li. For the time being, the earth and the sky. So when reality appears in a relative form, being appears, time appears. That's time being, the time being. 10,000 images reclaiming past, staking out future. Totally exert every incompleteness. All one in the splendor of being. This magic moment. So the time being, time and being together, but different names, different perspectives. The time being only exists when we are aware of our surroundings in relative terms. Dogen's approach is much more radical. Dogen says that it's impossible to understand time by thinking about it, because thinking always creates a gap. He says that you must experience time as the pivot of nothingness. Now that means that's the point at which there is nothingness, there is emptiness, that point, that moment, whatever you want to call it, where emptiness goes back to form. So he says we must experience time as the pivot of nothingness, that point where it's about to turn back into relativity. Katagiri Roshi, in his commentary on Dogen, tells us that it is very hard to put these things into words, but through experience we can understand them. Understanding the Dharma intellectually is okay at the beginning, but we need to allow it to penetrate our skin, muscle, and bones. Without this experience of time, there is always a gap between us and others, between us and the universe. Now, our common sense understanding of ourselves and the world around us is dependent upon our experience and understanding of time and space. This is Dogen still. This is Taigen Den Leighton. How could we think about anything without considering its time and space? Our sesshin, this is a talk that he gave at a sesshin, our sesshin was scheduled to start at 5 p.m. at Jikoji, and we all made plans, got into our cars, and arrive at Los Gatos before 5 p.m. on March 11th. But there are deeper dimensions of time and space. Modern science, especially string theory, postulates that there could be as many as 10 or 11 dimensions of time. So what is time? According to Buddhist teaching, everything exists together simultaneously in a moment. We usually think that time is separate from beings, but there is actually no separation. Being and time work together. When a moment begins, all beings temporarily appear as independent beings in the stream of time and seem to have their own independent existence. So this is relativity. When relativity appears, remember, none of this goes away. But when we take the perspective and the mind takes up what's around us, what's present, relatively, then all these different things appear and seem to have their own independent existences. When the moment ceases, all the beings disappear. And as I said, they don't go away. They are interconnected seamlessly in timelessness, which is emptiness. When a moment begins, life is form, and when it ceases, it is empty. How you doing?
Very well.
Good.
Okay, all right, because this is fairly long.
Excellent.
Okay. But since our practice is about experiencing things and not thinking about things, we need to find a way to experience what Dogen is talking about. Now, Taigen Den Leighton shares his experience, his way that he found of experiencing this. So he goes on to say, in my own practice, I have tried to use my breath as a way to experience what Dogen is saying. At first, I tried to imagine that my life was appearing out of nothingness on each in-breath, and that it was disappearing on each out-breath. After a while, I was able to go deeper. My body took over, and each in-breath felt like it was gathering life and each out-breath felt as if it were letting go of life. There were no thoughts. There was just a full body of sensation of things appearing and disappearing. Now, just, you know, this is a description, but remember that his experience is not the same as the words that he's using to describe them. I mean, it is ultimately, but what I'm reading to you is a relative description. During each in-breath, life was appearing, and during each out-breath, it was disappearing. I became more and more interested in the out-breath, the letting go of things, the letting go of myself, as it were. I followed my outgoing breath in the same way that I follow the echoes of the three bells before each zazen period. And I began to sense something quite unexpected. As I followed my outgoing breath into nothingness, I began to sense that my usual boundaries of self and other were disappearing. I began to sense the boundlessness of self. To put it another way, as my out-breath came to its conclusion, I sensed that there was nothing separating me from the universe. I was the universe. Dogen would say that I occupied the whole of space. He would say that I was experiencing being as space. This timelessness is formlessness, functioning energy, that links the whole universe without any gap. But then being reappears as time in the next breath, the next moment, right? So time dissolves into nothingness. But then in the next breath, it reappears, and that becomes the next moment. Dogen says that this is the movement of our life, and we live at the pivot of nothingness. Next, Dogen tells us that we need to be present at the source of time. He says time does not flow from the past to the present to the future. The past no longer exists. It's a memory, and future is yet to exist, except as plans and expectations. That is, the past and future are merely thoughts created by our egocentric consciousness. But what about the present, you might ask? And he says, Dogen says, that if you look closely at the present, it too does not exist. So if we look very carefully at what we understand as the present moment, we will see that it is filled with thoughts of what was and what will be. The real present has no content. It is formless. So in a way, our life begins at the pivot of nothingness, which then becomes what Dogen calls the 12 hours of the day. For a split instant, we touch real time, which is really no time or zero time, which is our life as we usually experience it. The pivot of nothingness continually manifests as 12 hours of the day, and we become busy. Our life is the movement from zero time to 12 hours, so that means from emptiness to relativity. So 12 hours is form, it's the way we structure life from a particular point of view. So our life is the movement from zero time to 12 hours, from quiet tranquility to busyness. Or as Dogen puts it, we swim at the surface, but our feet touch the bottom. So this will be the last thing that I'll read. The 12 hours of our day-to-day lives are filled by thinking of how things were or how they will be. The content of our present are just pictures or imagination of things that are not. They fill the vacuum of nothingness that is the source of time and ourselves. But when this vacuum gets overfilled, when our life becomes too busy, we long for the tranquility of zero time. Having tasted the silence and tranquility at the pivot of our lives, we long for it. And this is our practice. We constantly return to our zafus each morning and sometimes make a special effort of continuous sitting that we are making this weekend, referring to his sesshin. So, you know, on the news, they always sum up what has happened, what the news is. And, you know, after doing that, they say, That's a wrap. I'm going to leave this open with no wrap.